Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
My guest is Sean Berry. He's the founder and CEO of the Metro Sports and Entertainment Group, Metro Esports. The sports industry at this point annually is exceeding $3 billion. The Metro Sports and Entertainment Group, what we like to call Metro Esports, is a technology-based, based in Philadelphia, education, media, and custom esports event management company committed to attracting, engaging, entertaining, and educating a broad and diverse group of aspiring gaming and technology enthusiasts. Sean has specialized in creating high-profile and high-volume, nationally televised custom sports event that apply to content. Because you know now, since all the streamers out there, everybody want content. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, the one and only, out of Philadelphia. He's a happy man this weekend. We'll find out next weekend. Sean Berry. How you doing, sir?
Oh, good morning. How you doing, sir?
You know, when you see the Philadelphia, we're talking about only one Philadelphia team right there, the Eagles. We ain't talking about the 76ers. We ain't talking about the Phillies. We only talk about one Philadelphia team right now. That's them Eagles. Feeling good in Philly right now, huh?
Man, Philly's special, bro. Philly got heart. Philly, it's a whole vibe to it.
Well, the great thing about it is I've interviewed a lot of when I say diverse, I'm talking about from financial, I'm talking about African-American, people of color, people from the entertainment spectrum, people from the non-esports section. Now I'm speaking to you. I have a daughter who just graduated from the University of Houston, magna cum laude, gaming designs, media marketing, because she wants to go in this field. Now, is there a place for a young female to make her mark in the gaming industry?
Man, absolutely. I mean, you know, first of all, as a whole, it's an industry that it makes a ton of money. You know, $3 billion, like you said, it's growing. I don't know, I think it grew something close to 40% through the pandemic. Mm. You got 98% of all people play games. But we as a people, and I'm talking about people of color, over-index as consumers. And so when you think about an industry making that much money, they've got to be responsible in finding ways and opportunities for the people that are giving them the money to participate in the industry. And so, you know, females of color, males of color, but women in specific have so many opportunities now that weren't afforded and need to do more.
And now, with that being said, how did you get into the business? You know, are you always been Philly based?
Well, it's crazy. So I'm from Philadelphia.
Yes, sir.
I come from the traditional sports world. I don't come from esports or gaming or none of that. I played college football at the University of Pittsburgh, wasn't good enough to play in the league, spent 25 years in corporate America, and I started a sports event and media company. And what I was doing was I was essentially traveling the country, identifying the top young athletes in every major market and creating showcase events. That platform grew, I think, 500% in 3 years. I ended up being title sponsored by the United States Marine Corps, and I created a bowl game that ran on ESPN for, I don't know, 6 years. So if you can think back, Todd Gurley, Jared Goff, DeForest Buckner, a lot of the pros and stars you see shining in the NFL today were part of my scouting network of, you know, kind of traveling the country and then, right. you know, creating this All-American game on ESPN. And I made the conversion from traditional sports, if you would, to esports when somebody called me and said, hey, listen, are you still doing esports events? And I didn't know what the heck they was talking about. And they meant me getting a bunch of Xboxes and PlayStations and bringing them to my sporting events.
Well, I love the fact that somebody asked you something. You didn't say the word no. You gathered the information and found out the value of that request. Talk about that moment, because a lot of people will say, no, that's not my area of expertise. Why didn't you just, okay, that you're knocking on the wrong door statement?
Brother, that may be the best question I've ever had, because it may be the most meaningful. When I got the call, and I told you I literally responded, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what esports is. Because of the volume, now the call that I got was from the president of AAU Sports. If you're familiar with AAU Sports, AAU basketball, AAU baseball, football, they've got an alumni network of 2 or 3 million people. Mm-hmm. So when the president of an organization of 3 million people calls you and asks you if you do something, my first thought was do your due diligence. Make sure before you say no, that you know what you're saying no to. And so I started to research and try to understand the industry. And, you know, I think anybody, particularly in the investment community, that's looked, you know, esports is this juggernaut market, right? So there's all this rapid growth. It's worth $3 billion now. But what a lot of people don't realize, and the thing that motivated me kind of internally, is that African Americans and Latinos make up 54% of the video game consumer market. 45% of every urban household has either an Xbox or a PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And then I found that Pew Research did a study and found that African American teens spend more hours gaming per week, almost 9 hours a week, than any other ethnicity by over an hour.
Right.
And so what that said to me was, there's an opportunity. If you can organically and authentically reach our folks and share with them the benefits of this industry, there's a real opportunity here.
Well, here's just education, because I hear things like Fortnite. I hear with Travis Scott getting involved. I hear that he goes on there and makes, you know, $4 or $5 million selling skins. Like these are just digital skins that you can't even take them with you. They're just things that you buy online and that people are purchasing. Break down why celebrities are going to it, like a Travis Scott. He's just only one name that I'm pulling out. And how are celebrities making money? And when I'm talking about the word skins, what are we talking about, so I can educate my audience and also educate me more?
Yeah, I mean, so let's go back, right? So anytime you look at a video game and you look at a character in a video game,
right.
what they're wearing, you know, wow. what their attire is or what they look like is a skin, and you can change that. You know, so if I'm playing a game and, you know, Timberland puts in X amount of dollars, I can make sure that my character is wearing Timberland boots.
Right,
or a Gucci sweatsuit, right? And so,
you buy that,
right? Exactly, and you get to change the look of the character, and you control kind of what that character looks like and appears like. But to your question about making money, you know, it's a very interesting dynamic. If you think about it from a traditional sports perspective, if you, Rashawn, own a stadium, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say that you own the Link in Philadelphia. I think it holds 50,000-60,000 people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. You can charge 60,000 people $100 a ticket. Right. And that's how you make your money.
Right.
But when you own a digital stadium, you can host 60 million people.
Wow.
And charge them $100 a ticket. And right. so when you think about the money, it is the expansion into the digital atmosphere, right? Into Web3, into a universe of folks where I can reach somebody in Africa and Asia, in South America and in America, and they can be a part of my consumer audience, right? And so the opportunity comes in, you know, event participation, competition, and then brand representation.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald. Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
I'm speaking to Sean Berry. He's the founder and CEO of the Metro Sports and Entertainment Group. He's based out of Philadelphia, Metro Esports. You're a person of color, and we all know this industry, the white consumer, like you said, we over-index, but the white consumer has the voice. Yeah. How does a person of color, being you, become a player, a voice in this industry?
Well, Rashawn, I'm working on it, right?
So
I am diligently working on it because I know something. And mm-hmm. what I know is that the value of an authentic integration of culture is worth a heck of a lot of money.
Yes.
Because I understand that, you know, and you've heard, I'm sure, the 3X effect, right? Anything that you add our culture to, it becomes instantly worth three times more.
Right.
So when I looked at this industry and I said, hey, listen, I know there's a lack of diversity. I know that less than 2% of all the leadership in the industry, whether it's VPs or professional gamers or game developers, are people of color. Mm-hmm. And I know that we over-index as consumers. There is a, it should be, if there's not a vested interest in the investment of our participation and our integration by brands and by strategic partners and by companies who benefit from our over-indexing, if you would.
Well, you know, the thing, like I said, you go to a barbershop, you got brothers in there, you know, just constantly playing. You always talk about athletes. Athletes actually play these games. So,
yeah.
So now, when you talk about your brand, you know, yeah. Metro Esports, do you use brand ambassadors? Are you using social media? How are you maintaining your footprint to stay in front of competition?
Yeah. So, you know, what we're trying to do first is be different than everybody else, right? And so the way that we do that is we have brick and mortar locations. So I partner with Verizon, I partner with Logitech, I partner with Microsoft, and we build in the communities, right? And we are building, we're in the process right now of a 30,000 square foot facility in Washington, D.C. We are building on campus at Lincoln University as we speak, their first gaming lab and content creation studio. We have three builds going on simultaneously in the Philadelphia area. And what that allows me to do is to engage a market from a local and a regional perspective relative to live events, tournaments, leagues. But the other thing that I'm able to do, or we're able to do uniquely, is to service school systems. So we partner with the school district here where if you like playing the games, we can teach you how to make them. You know, we have an accredited STEM program. And so one of the things that I try to always make sure that we do is to attach the benefit to the participation.
Right.
So if you like the game, if you like playing the game, we can teach you how to make it. If you want to get certified in graphic design or coding or programming, you know, we have an opportunity to teach you that and equip you with those skills. And Rashawn, I'm sure you know this. When you look at the tech industry,
right,
one of the things that's happening right now, unlike any other time in our history, is they don't require college degrees mm-hmm. in order to be gainfully employed. And so when you think about what that means for our people, right, in our communities across the country, if you can take a young person that can't afford to go to college and give him the skills or her the skills that are necessary mm-hmm. to compete and make a great living in an industry that they already enjoy, I think that's worth its weight in gold.
Well, you know, is that different? You know, because, you know, in every high school, I always had their little tech class. You go in there, teach you how to bake, teach you how to do carpentry, teach you how to do auto mechanics. This is just an advanced version of it. I always tell people, the message of life doesn't change. Yeah. It's just the technology changes. And so you're telling me right now, Rashawn, you know, there's always that message to go to college, get a degree. And there's always that core of students that you've always said, you know, you want to be a mechanic, we can help you out. I want to learn how to cook and sew and all of those classes that they had in high school. But they never replicated the level of income that individuals can make with these new jobs that you can educate yourself on, the graphic designs, the programming, the gaming that you couldn't get into today. So when you start recruiting, who's coming to you? Is there a certain age group? Is like teens coming to you? Young adults coming to you? Who's coming to you?
Well, we engage literally from 8 to 80.
Right.
And I mean that. So, you know, we get students. We get aspiring professional gamers.
Right.
We get brands that are saying, hey, listen, we want to engage the community that you're engaging.
Right.
You know, we get school systems that say, hey, listen, we can't afford a computer science department.
Right.
We come to one of your facilities and drop our kids off for an hour, work with your instructors, and then bring them back. We get pro players that say, we need a practice. We need a place for our team to practice. Or leagues that say, we need to host a pro event. Can you guys host us? So it's a multitude of ways. But something you said, I think, that was so important. You know, my inspiration in this was, believe it or not, Bob Johnson.
Yes.
Right. So when you think about when he started Black Entertainment Television, I remember reading one of his quotes. And it was talking about TV in general as a medium of entertainment. And he was saying, listen, TV is great. TV's already doing good. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm just trying to add a little flavor to it.
Right.
That literally is exactly what I'm trying to do. Esports is a $1 billion industry, with or without me. But I can tell you this much. I can tell you that when you add some flavor to something, and by flavor, I mean us, Right. It only gets better. It only gets amplified. It only gets more exciting, and it only gets more entertaining.
You know, it still becomes, like I said, a sport that is out there. You know, you see television, ESPN especially, tries to engage some type of digital format. You see the 3D behind the scenes. Technology, you know, when you start looking at it today, it's at the forefront. That's where STEM comes into play so strong in your conversation with young African Americans. Do you do a lot of seminars or speaking engagements to youth or young adults about the STEM revelation and also how it applies to what you're doing in esports?
Well, I tell you, we do that to adults more than we have with young people because they're the ones that need to understand. You know, our parents think gaming is a waste of time.
Right.
You know, my kid is, I can't get them off the Xbox. I can't get them off the PlayStation. Yeah, that's cool. You know, you want to have balance in everything you do. But what you want to do, and I would challenge you, what do you think is going to be more exciting to a kid? To say to him, hey, listen, we have this STEM class we want to send you to. Or if you say to him or her, hey, you want to go make a video game? It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. You're doing exactly the same thing. It's the same skills. It's the same tools. It's about meeting them where they are and engaging them in a way that's palpable and exciting and fun. And that's what we try to do, whether we're working with school systems, you know, or leadership, to infuse this type of, you know, kind of educational model, lean into what they already love and engage them from there.
That's really, really the key. I'm speaking to Sean Berry. He's the CEO and founder of Metro Sports and Entertainment Group, former football player at the University of Pittsburgh, Cornell School of Management. When I say those titles, I bring that up to let people know that sometimes you can't skip steps. Okay, you know, going to Cornell, getting that additional academic training and management, going to University of Pittsburgh, being a football player, that led you, gave you a certain degree of discipline, correct? So how does that play out into what you're doing every day, managing your staff? Let's start with the University of Pittsburgh, that football mentality, showing up for practice, you know, being respectful, consistency when they're on snap counts and blocks.
Yeah. Rashawn, you know, my answer is not going to be what you think it is.
Okay.
But it very much showed up, and I'll tell you how. When I went to the University of Pittsburgh, now I come from a family of ball players.
I've got
five or six different professional athletes in my family.
Congratulations.
And much like many folks in the African-American community, in my mind, sports was the only way.
Right.
I thought I was going to the league probably since I was 6 years old.
Right.
And it didn't dawn on me, even through college, that I wasn't good enough to go. And so I didn't have a plan B. So when you ask me how it shows up, when I look at esports, I think about all the young people who were either like me, just not physically blessed enough, or who may have been misled because mom or dad always wanted you to be a pro or wanted to see you go pro or be an athlete. And the way it showed up was, no, this is the plan B. I already know that young kids like to play video games. But what I want to do is for those young people that you know, if you're 5'9 and 280 pounds, maybe the NFL or the NBA ain't for you.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you couldn't be very successful here.
Right.
And so the way that it shows up for me is it's the humility of understanding that God has given people different talents for different things. And here's an avenue and a way to express those talents and leverage, you know, the best version of yourself.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Well, you know, the best version is always people believe in you, and also the fact that people will question you, okay, and doubt you. Especially with, like I said, nobody, especially when you hit a certain generation mark, when you say playing on those video games, boy, you can't make no money, or girl, you can't make any money, you're wasting your time. Because like I said, I've always had video games in my life, but I didn't have that skill level. I couldn't do what y'all are doing out there, I mean, with both fingers and both thumbs and people flipping and... Especially when you get into these combat right. video games. I don't really understand how y'all are doing all that stuff. And it's amazing to me because that's a gift that everybody has. How do players make money in the industry? Because you kind of like behind the scenes. You put the event on, you set up the event, you promote the event. But the stars are these individuals in front of it. How in the African-American community or the community of color are they starting to get in front of the mix?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, it is not unlike traditional sports. You have got to practice.
Yes.
And the common denominator of exceptional gamers, pro gamers, gamers that win tournaments, gamers that win, you know, there's a handful of gamers that win 6-7 figures, a year and join teams that, you know, allow for an incredible amount of revenue. But the common denominator is the discipline of practice. And how much work they put into
it. Is there a burnout age? Is there a burnout age?
Man, you know, there's definitely burnout. Uh-huh. But the ages range, man. We'll see, you know, kids that are exceptionally talented at 16 and some that are exceptionally talented at 36.
Right.
So, you know, I think everybody's got a level of tolerance. But the thing that's so awesome about this industry is there's so many different pathways. You don't have to be just a gamer. You know, you mentioned your daughter, graphic design.
Right.
You know, you can take somebody who has no math or science skill, somebody who has no ability to play video games at a high level, somebody that has no graphic design or art skill, and they have a great personality and they can be a broadcast engineer.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, and that's what I love about it is, man, there's 5, 6, 7 paths. It doesn't have to be one. You can find out what works for you.
Right. And in my introduction, I said, you know, you're committed to attracting, engaging, entertaining, and educating, you know, individuals in the world of gaming and technology, especially enthusiasts. What about the non-enthusiast person? How are you trying to reach that person? Because once they get, then everybody coming over the hill. Everybody coming over the hill.
So we're doing a lot of things that are really community focused and community based, and that is just providing exposure and access. So we partner with the Department of Health and Human Services. We're working on a project right now with the Philadelphia DA's office to just try to find a time to host gaming tournaments that happen to occur during peak crime times to be dissuasive, to try to provide access and interest. We're working on a project with Steve Harvey and the young boys that he works with building a gaming lab down in Atlanta.
Congratulations.
Being able to, you know, to offer these different pathways. We're working with Industrial Bank out of D.C., which is the oldest black bank in Washington, D.C., about providing, you know, tech-based and academic-based opportunities to folks that are just completely unaware. And so it's really about awareness and access, and then, you know, you can kind of help, you know, point the right direction.
Well, all I know is that when I look at an individual like you, I like you said, I have a degree in math. My minor in sociology, went to work for IBM. So I'm that enthusiast, but can't participate. But I respect and understand there is an industry out there that is blowing up. Like it says, 3 billion plus. And it, like you said earlier in your interview, rose 20% during the pandemic. It's not going anywhere because of the fact that people are working remote. And there's a world of, you know, we used to use the word voyeurism a long time ago. I don't think that word applies now because voyeurism meant that you were just observing. Now we're talking about people actually physically participating in worldwide events. Do you host any of these events?
Yeah, we will be hosting collegiate events. You know, I partner with, obviously, we're on campus at Lincoln University, but we partner with the CIAA and some different collegiate leagues to host kind of larger events. We're working on some Eastern region events, you know, but you have to remember, like for us, it's new in a sense that, you know, Black people have not traditionally participated in the sport.
Right.
And I'm going to keep it a buck with you. We're not entirely welcome all the time.
Right.
So sometimes we're invited into doors and sometimes we're kicking them down. I'm fortunate. You know, I've got partners at Verizon and Logitech and Microsoft that care about the diversity of the participant. Because without those folks, the door would be double locked and with a bar on a door.
Right.
So we're working to continue to make strides to integrate and involve us and across a multitude of levels.
Well, again, I appreciate you taking the time. It's all about education for me, you know, because of the fact that I sit back and realize that, you know, I was one of those game enthusiasts. As I got older, I got away from it, but still from afar went, wow, this is special. I remember when I was in college, you know, management information system. That's what the guy told me. If you want to get a degree in MIS, which is managing data. And, you know, 40 years later, he was absolutely correct. That's all we are doing nowadays, Sean, is managing and data and recompiling and putting it back there in the mainstream so they can participate and enjoy. But more importantly,
yes, sir.
Brother out of Philadelphia, sitting in a green room, doing his thing, changing the world. Any parting thoughts on what you're trying to do at Metro Esports?
Yeah. I mean, I think at the end of the day, my hope is that, you know, we're able to create an ecosystem, right? I think one of the most difficult things to find in the world, let alone the United States, is multicultural tech talent as
right.
a talent pool, right? Mm-hmm. And so what I'm hoping is that we can leverage kind of the viral popularity of gaming and build our own talent pool.
Well, congratulations. I'll be right there with you. So if my daughter wanted to be a part of this engaging group, she said, Rashawn, I got it, Dad. How does an individual like that, are you recruiting people or are you just saying that, hey, Rashawn, it's a platform out there, you find us, and then we'll get back to you? How does it work?
No, we're actively recruiting.
Okay.
If she wants to buy me an Eagles jersey, that certainly can help.
I got that for you, brother. They go get an interview, I got that for you.
Real talk, we are hiring because we're growing. As I said, we've got two locations that we're growing with in D.C., three more locations here in Philadelphia. I'm working on a project in Los Angeles and hopefully one internationally in Ghana. So, you know, I would encourage anyone that wants to join this industry. You know, there's a multitude of talents. As I told you, I didn't have none of your background, didn't have the math or science or academic talent, quite frankly, to be in any of it. So, you know, your background, if there's a love and an interest in kind of what the sport does or what it means, I'm sure we can find a spot for you.
Cool. I want to thank Sean Berry, the founder and CEO of Metro Esports and Entertainment. Like you just told you, you know, D.C., Los Angeles, Ghana. More importantly, he's based in Philadelphia. We talk soon. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Brother, thank you so much for your time.
We talk soon. I appreciate you.
All right, now.